From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate Finance Committee is debating a comprehensive health care overhaul bill at this hour and is expected to vote to send it to the full Senate later today. The 10-year, $829 billion measure was proposed by Committee Chairman Max Baucus, who said this morning the bill forces no one into health coverage they don't want.
Folks who are satisfied with their current health insurance coverage could keep it. People would not be required to change health plans.
Four other committees have approved health care legislation, but the finance panel's bill is viewed as a basis with the best chance of winning support by the full Senate. In a backdrop to the debate, a new study finds fully trained doctors are just as likely as doctors in training to make mistakes if they haven't had enough sleep. NPR's Julie Rovner has details.
Previous studies of medical interns and residents have shown that working long hours without sleep makes them more likely to hurt a patient by making a medical mistake or themselves by crashing their car driving home. Those findings led to nationwide restrictions on how many hours residents can work at one stretch. But until now, little research has been done on fully trained doctors, so-called attending physicians. This new study looked at more than 220 surgeons and obstetrician-gynecologists who performed nearly 10,000 procedures over 9.5 years. It found that complications were far more likely to occur in procedures performed by doctors who'd performed procedures the night before and slept for less than 6 hours. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Moscow and Washington will continue vigorous diplomacy to press Iran to meet international obligations on its nuclear activities, putting the threat of sanctions on hold. In Moscow today, Clinton said the U.S. and Russia will work together on a variety of other issues as well. Jessica Gallagher has details from the Russian capital.
Clinton met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other top Russian officials. She says one of the main topics of discussion was renegotiating a new strategic arms reduction treaty. The current treaty expires in December. But, she says, both parties also discussed other important issues.
We have also broadened our area of cooperation when it comes to Afghanistan. We believe we have common interests to reduce the threat of extremism, terrorism, narco-trafficking. And this is the kind of a very clear-headed, practical cooperation that is to our mutual benefit.
Clinton is also scheduled to meet with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. She leaves Russia on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 9,889. The Nasdaq is up 6 at 2145. This is NPR News. Pakistan has launched air attacks on militant targets in South Waziristan near the Afghan border. The bombings come in advance of an expected ground operation in the mountainous region. The Pakistani army says 80% of Taliban militant attacks on the country are planned in South Waziristan, a Taliban stronghold where al-Qaeda militants are also believed to be hiding. Italian security officials say a bomb attack on a Milan army barracks yesterday was an isolated incident. Police have arrested the attacker, a Libyan who was seriously injured, and two others. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Anti-terrorism prosecutors said another Libyan and an Egyptian were detained overnight as suspected accomplices in the bombing. Authorities found 88 pounds of ammonium nitrate and other bomb-making substances purchased a week ago by the Libyan attacker. Identified as Mohamed Gameh, the man lost both eyes in the explosion and had one arm amputated. An immigrant with a resident permit married to an Italian woman with 4 children, Gameh is said to have become increasingly militant after failing in the restaurant business. Prosecutors said it's not immediately clear if the 3 suspects are part of a wider terrorist network. Interior Undersecretary Alfredo Mantovano said the incident confirms there are people in Italy, alone or in cells, who see themselves as our enemy and want to hit symbolic or real targets. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A flash flood watch is in effect for parts of California that last month were scorched by wildfires. The foothills below Los Angeles and Santa Barbara are bracing for drenching rain that could trigger mudslides and debris flows. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.